You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, you guys, welcome to the midweek Temple of Hoops show. We are live. I'm here with my guy, Kings, as always. We have a very special guest. Y'all know him on the timeline as Teflon Reek. He used the government in here, so, you know, special. Reek, what's going on, my guy, man?
It's cracking, man. I'm killing.
So when I hit him to come on tonight, the Celtics were up 12, man. I was going to let him come on. Get his get his agendas off. So let's go ahead and start right there. And before me and Kings hop in, just tell us as a Celtics fan, just what went wrong that game for you guys, man. Just, you know, going from a set up 12, kind of falling apart late. You tell us what happened in that game as a Celtics fan, man.
All right, so like all year, like before we even turned it around, like we got this thing, bro. In the fourth quarters, they just get nervous, bro. Everybody gets shook. Every man on the roster gets shook. And they turned it around late in the year, but it was like a bad sign because they either lost clutch or they won by 30. So they didn't get no chance to, you know what I'm saying, learn how to win when they got the clutch time. And in the Nets series, they won clutch minutes, but it didn't hit the same. And then this whole series is showing they just can't win in the clutch, bro. They got to win by 20 or they're going to lose the game. It's just that simple for them. It was up 14. I think Buzz got like 8. And there was like 4 minutes left, bro. And they tried to just run the clock out. Like, just wait till the clock hit 3 and then shoot a tough midi. Buzz come down and hit a 3. And then with all that, the game still was there. And then Marcus Smart decided to, you know, go viral. So it is what it is. We should have won that game, though, bro. That's so dumb.
Yeah, so I remember we've had you on before. You're definitely a friend of the pod. And we've talked about the point guard situation, man. Those two possessions late, the inbound play where Smart gets it and says, you know, it's just my time. And then the free throw or the late one after kind of to hit the two free throws. And, you know, you got Tatum streaking up the sideline. So instead of looking right when he gets the ball, he just dribbles up the court. Like, that was like, you know, are you feeling that point guard thing at all? You think maybe that's the reason for the bad clutch play, or what do you think it is? You
know, no, it's definitely a reason for that, but it's also the fact that, like, it's just like a – what's the word I want to use? Like, the cliche, too many cooks in the kitchen, bro, because you got – like, Jalen want to get his, Tatum want to get his, Smart want to – it's just too many people. So, but it just come down to, like, they know, like, in the back of their brain, like, they choked a lot of leads this year, so – as soon as it got tight, bro, you saw it. They tried to play to lose. I mean, played like not to. They didn't want to win the game. They would just don't lose the game. Like, that's crazy. That's a terrible loss, bro.
Yeah, I was talking to Kings. I was like, man, is bro gonna show up after this? But he was like, nah. For sure. So, Kings, tap in, bro. What'd you think of the game, bro?
Bucks and six. My agenda still is. That's it, man. That's it. I told y'all, championship pedigree. Everybody, I told everybody all year, man. I said it all year. I said, who cares what the Bucks do? Like, who cares? They win a chip. We know they got the best player in the world. We know when they got a lot of depth. Like, who cares what they're doing in the regular season? They got all the bad habits out in round one, gave up that trash game to the Chicago Bulls, and then they got right back on track. The way I see it is this, though. I'll put it like this, man. Like, Drew Holiday was hurting me, bro. He was hurting me. I was like, what the hell is he doing? But the guy I've spoken highly about for Milwaukee for 2 years now, he's been crucial for 2 years. Bobby Portis, man, he's an impact role player. You saw in the fourth, they couldn't box him out. Honestly, bro, like, the Bucks game plan, it won. It went out in the fourth. They just wear you down, bro. Like, they didn't want to box out Bobby. Didn't want to you know, keep banging with Giannis. Like, eventually that it just wears you down, bro. And that's what you saw today. I mean, the Celtics should have won this game, but the Bucks should have won the last one. So honestly, it just evens out. It should be 3-2 anyway.
Yeah, man. What was crazy is the Celtics played great defense. They just could not finish possessions, bro. Like, Portis was killing them on the offensive glass, man. 7 offensive rebounds. They had 17 total to the Celtics 5. I know the second chance points had to be crazy. Man, that was just a wild game. You can see it in real time. Like, they are going to lose this, are they? They're not going to lose this. Dude, they're going to lose this. Like, you can see it, like, slipping away in real time. And, man, I just – before we'd be remiss if we didn't mention Giannis Antetokounmpo, man. You talking about 2-2 on the road, best defense in the league. He comes out and drops a 40 ball on 16-27. Man,
that reminded me of 23, man.
Yes, I'm saying. I mean, I know that Rob Williams is out, so that means something. But dude, 40-11, which essentially a season on the line, or being faced with that, man, that's the best player in the world, in my opinion. I don't think much of a discussion at this point. I know, bro, Rick, what do you think?
That's why I told Kings, like, bro, if we win this series, it's not nobody on this planet is beating us, bro. Like, this nigga is a crazy guard, bro. Like, cool, we like, so all series, he was shooting poorly, all that, but, like, aside from him being 6'11", bro, his motor is, like,
yes,
bro. Like, when he go get rest, it's like, I need an 11-0 run right now. Like, he's a crazy player, bro. Like, Jesus Christ, he's stupid. We play great defense. I think we locking him up. You look up, he got 38. Like, he's a crazy player, bro. We should have won that game. Clear Kings, I'm on you still, bro. We should have won that game, bro.
Right, so I gotta ask you. I think, you know, I'll say this: the Bucks were resilient, but that was a lot of the Celtics shooting themselves.
They choked, man.
Right. So how do you feel going to play with your season on the line in Milwaukee? Are you confident going to that game as a fan?
Bro, I know this team so much. They're definitely going to win game 6. Like, it's not even I have no doubt about it, bro. They're going to win game 6. They're going to have 18 quotes about why they should have won the last one and why teammates matter and all. Like, they're definitely going to win game 6, bro. I have no – that's so stupid, bro. They should have won today, man.
Kate, what are you thinking about game 6?
Come on, man. Best play in the world. This is time, bruh.
Hey, Kings, he was gasping for air, man. Him and Drew couldn't breathe.
Nah, man.
We lost that game. Imagine if I told you, yo, Boston going to be up 14 and they're going to lose because Drew and Giannis going to hit dagger threes, bruh. Come on, man.
You know what they brought it up, though? They said it before, like, if you watch listen to Bucks Twitter, people who cover the Bucks, Giannis threes are always timely. Like, it's weird. As I said, it's been like that all season. I think he had a game with the Nets when they were down 3 with 5 seconds left. He just pulled a heavy three in somebody's face to tie the game to 1 in OT. It's like, so
that's
he's like,
you're supposed to play, bro. Like, because in Giannis' brain, it's 2-2. Middleton not here. If I miss this three, so, you know, I'm still Giannis. We playing as if we up 30. Like, yeah, it's crazy, bro. You can't win like that.
He shot that three with no fear. I knew it was going.
Bro, down. Zero. Bro, as soon as he went in, I knew he was going to lose, bro. Like, terrible. Then you get Drew.
What?
It's crazy. This defense is too good to lose in this round, bro. They got to win this.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. So on top of that, we got to give Drew Holiday credit because I've been giving him a bad time. That game 4 was just ridiculously bad. that was some OD. Two, I'll give Reek credit here because Reek did not blink after game 1. He was like, there's no way he have another game where he makes 8 jump shots, bro. Check
never. Ball. No chance.
Yes.
Also, his legs are dead, too. So yeah. There's no way he's going to have an efficient night, bro. He's going to have to get
out of the mud. So I'll give him Reek did blink on that, and he proceeded to shoot terribly, you know, the ensuing games. He was okay in game 3, and they went up 2-1. He's 11 for 30, so that was decent. But this game started off rough. He did hit 4 threes, which were very timely, but the defensive stops late, man. That's literally why they brought him there. That stop on Marcus Smart late, the block, and then to throw it off his body for the save, and then he strips him at the end before they even get a shot up. I mean, that's what you bring that guy there for, man. Like, and Reek said before we started the show officially, that championship pedigree, you know, it exists, man, whether you want to believe it or not.
This was the first game that I was mad at Udoka because, like, all playoffs, he'd been in his bag, whatever, first year. Cool. We passed every test. But I coached him tonight badly. Like, we was up, but him benching George Hill for the second half. And then, like, we made them bench Bobby. And then he played the whole fourth, and it just went complete small ball. But it was like kind of like shell shocked us because the whole series been the paint is locked down because Brooke. And then the whole fourth was like, no, the paint wide open. But it's like, bro, you can't lose that game. But that's a terrible loss, bro.
I hear the paint. So how do you feel about – so obviously I think deep in this series we're talking about small ball versus the Buck size. The Celtics have found something with the small lineup. They're able to attack guys in space, hunt mismatches. But on the other end, they give up a lot on the glass.
Yeah.
So where are you with that going to the, you know, the later part of the series?
Yeah, like, it's tough. But this is the first game, like, they smoked us on the boards. Like, they probably, like, 50 to our 48. But today was the first time he really felt it. So it's like, I get it. A lot of that is, like, just, oh, I thought you was going to grab that board, you know, type rebounds or just long ones. But end of the day, but they just – they motor is just crazy, bro. We're in at 14 and nobody subbed out or nothing. No timeout, nothing. They just, that's crazy.
It's Bobby, bro. Bobby is a big time rebounder. Like, that's who it is. And that's why, remember, I was saying Maples, when they go small, the thing with Brooke's a great, great rim protector. He's great in the drop. But when, you know, you're hunting mismatches, you're bringing him out, he's not agile enough to stick with guys. But you saw Portis, bro. You saw him in the fourth quarter when they was trying to switch him onto Tatum, switch him onto JB. He got beat a few times, but there was many times he was there. He was there bothering people's shot, contesting, moving his feet, sticking with guys, you know what I mean, not getting completely blown away. And then he rebounds better than Brook Lopez. So that's the thing. Like, Bobby punishes the small ball because he can rebound, he can finish inside, he can shoot. And on the other end, he actually is mobile, so he can actually kind of hold his own on a switch. You know what I mean? So that's kind of... And that's why I like the Bucks, man. They have the Brook Lopez for the traditional drop coverage. And then they got Bobby. If they want to stay big and try to beat small ball with size, they can use him. Like, they have so many things to use. I'm just shocked that Coach Bud is actually making adjustments, bro. Like, he's starting
lineups. He's been really good, for sure.
Benching guys mid-game. Like, bro, I've never seen Coach Bud act like this in my life, bro. Like, this is incredible.
Hey, man, you dunk a ball, you make you adjust, man. This, bro, my biggest gripe with this whole thing is, like, bro, this is the finals, bro. Like, these other teams are not even on the same. It's not even the same type of basketball you're watching, bro, these other games. Like, that Suns Mavs series is, I guess that's good hoops too, but these aren't even, it's not the same thing, bro. Like, this real-life playoff basketball right here, bro. Like, yeah, we have to win this series, but this defense is too good to lose the second round.
This is a war for sure.
I mean, I think before the playoffs, I think me and Kings both like circled this series. Like, it's like this will be the highlight of the playoffs.
I knew it would be a war, but I thought it would be more like we both just couldn't guard each other. I didn't think it would be like this, bro. This is hospital basketball, son.
It is indeed. So, quick recap, Kings, me and you got to finish it off on Friday.
Yeah.
Big, you holding on. Y'all got it in seven, bro? Yes. Put it on wax. Week, I got it in seven.
Got it in seven. Celtics in seven. Look, I got a score for you, too. That's how confident. We got 109 to 103 in game six. Fake close score, and then game seven going to win. Giannis, there's no way his body can last, man. There's no chance. He need an oxygen mask, man.
You say that to that man, you feel me, towards ACL, would drop 50 2 weeks later, bro. Right.
He had blood dripping down his face and cast it. That's not even cool, bro.
He's different, bro. He's different.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But yeah, let's I want to talk about Maple's, you know, his cousins over there in the Bay. What's that?
We segueing over there. Perfect, man. Perfect. Thank you for bringing that up. So let's move on to that. Man, that was the weirdest playoff game I've seen in a long time. I can't recall seeing something like that. So just, Rick, you our guest. What was your takeaway from that Warriors game? Like, that was nuts, bro.
I told Kings all year, bro. He was debating who the big dog is and all that. Same thing, we appreciate Giannis. We give our credit to Curry. But that Warriors team, they're not good, bro. Like, Steph Curry, gravity is great, and blah, blah, blah. That team's not good, man. Like, they lost by 50 points, bro, to kids without John. Like, the game wasn't even they was just down 30. Oh, pretty much down 30 last game, but they choked it badly. Like, they should be up 3-2 clear in this series, bro. Clay hit a game-winning shot. Like, that's this series shouldn't – the Warriors are not good, man. Curry is amazing, though. But, like, it's not – like, last year, Bucks lost by 50, but that was, like, a little anomaly. Like, they had one of the worst shooting games ever. But the Warriors legit got dominated again for 7 quarters out of 8. They won one, though, last game. But
yeah, that – go ahead, Kings.
Yeah, I think to me what's troubling with the Warriors is that they've been outplayed. It's funny because Memphis is experiencing what we experienced in the first round. My Wolves, mm-hmm. You dominate the other team, but somehow they're up in the series against you. Like, Memphis has dominated Golden State the past 2 games, but somehow it's only 1-1. But like, the 1-1 between the last 2 games has not told the stories. Like, they've been flat out better than Golden State for 2 straight games, like completely better. And Golden State happened to sneak one out because they were playing kids. But this game, they just got completely run off the floor. So it's like, you know, a lot of people are quickly saying, oh, Memphis is going to get destroyed, game 6, blah, blah, blah. I'm not so sure, man. Like, it's one of those things, again, where it's like Memphis knows they're as good or better. Like, that's how they feel. And they're young, so they don't care that, you know, like, oh, this is the Warriors, the dynasty. They're most likely to be. They don't think like that. They think that they can go into Golden State and run them off the floor. Like, that's what they believe, like, genuinely believe. So. And they match up well. Like, this is two games, one on the road, one at home. So for people to just think that Golden State's going to come out and just mollywop them game 6, I don't know, man. Like, they don't even have the execution to do that right now. Like, they're just playing super sloppy, turning the ball over. Like, I don't think they're locked in right now, funny enough. You know, right. Like, Curry's the type of sweet locked in. I don't think they locked in at all.
Yeah, so – I got to ask y'all something I'm seeing. So the thing for me is, the whole playoffs, Draymond Green is not moving me at all. Like, defensively. defensively, he's there, but I tweeted before I checked. He has 24 points and 20 turnovers this series, bro. that's his numbers for the series, bro. Like, so Memphis is not ready, right? But Phoenix has experience. Whoever they'll play in the coming out the East, if they survive that, will be like, is that an issue for the Warriors going forward? I think what Memphis does better than any team against the Warriors, like, one of the reasons it made it so tough is they take Draymond's playmaking away,
mm-hmm.
and make him have to score. Now, you gotta score, and he's just not that guy anymore. It was a time where he averaged 13, 14 points a game, but he's just not that guy anymore. Mm-hmm. So do you think, like, obviously, Draymond's a plus because his defense is otherworldly. He makes the small ball stuff work to an extent. So how do you think that plays out going forward with Draymond on the floor? Like, because he has not been good this series at all. The whole playoffs, really.
If they play Dallas, I think it's bad because Luka and Finney Smith, Luka going and like find a way to have everybody where they need to be. Finney Smith then would just, you know, babysit Draymond and have him cook. But they play the Suns. I feel like the Suns let you off the hook way too easy. So I don't really trust them to exploit that matchup. But
yeah,
it's weird though, bro, when you watch the Warriors, because like last round they beat the Nuggets, but you can see it's just something they're missing something, bro. I don't know what it is though, bro. Like, they Clay, Curry, Poole can give you 90 combined, and he's just like, eh. Like, something missing, bro. And also, GP2, shout out to him. Great player. He should not matter this much, bro, for any team in NBA, bro. Like, if you want to win a championship, GP2 should not be the reason why you look different. That's crazy, man.
Especially when you have on the other side, you know, Giannis missing an actual all-star.
Exactly.
And you up 3-2. But I'll go ahead and say this. I think, like I always say, I think Golden State matches up well with Phoenix. So I think if they did draw Phoenix, I would like for them to come out. I am concerned with their mentality, but I think from a matchup perspective, and the reason why I say this is because Phoenix just doesn't like feeding Aiden. If Phoenix actually fed Aiden against Draymond, I would take Phoenix in that series, but they don't. They like, you know, using the pick and roll. They like having Chris Paul dominate the ball. So I think that works in Golden State advantage. But you see what happens, bro. Because, like, remember I told you Maple said, I said Steven Adams cannot play against the T-Wolves, bro. He can't play against us. And they removed him. They put Steven Adams on the
floor. I would, in this series. You read my mind, bro. I was just about to say, I'm going to take my medicine on the Steven Adams thing. I did not think he could play this series. He's been a big part of why they've been competitive the last two games.
I think that to me tells me Draymond, that definitely solidified to me Draymond's not the same. Like, Steven Adams being able to impact this series at this stage, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, Steven Adams was impactful in 2016 when he was younger, obviously, with the OKC team. But at this stage, you know, for Steven Adams to still be that effective against Draymond, like, man, that's – if they played the Bucks, man, that would be a horrible – that would be a nightmare for that team. Like, they would – man, they would probably lose in five games.
All right, hold on, man. We got a caller. I'm pretty sure my guy is a Grizzlies fan, so this might end up being relevant.
What's up? Nah, I mean, that's the thing. I just got in here because I was on a Grizzlies Spaces. So, I mean, I was going to talk about the game, but I really want to talk about that Bucks Celtics game because
– Let's relax.
Yeah, I forgot what Reed. Yeah. I know you don't want to talk about it, but I really. So, what is y'all? I guess the question for me would be like, what is y'all take on the Bucks right now? Do y'all feel confident in them finishing it off and really being able to get to the final? Because I thought, no, Middleton, I'm like, you know, that's going to be tough. And even tonight, it looked tough, but just the championship experience is really like a legit thing. Like, literally, everybody that made a play at the end of the game was like part of that championship team, and they really showed it. Like, it was crazy. So, that's really, I guess, be my first question.
Yeah, I say that like when Reek brought it up earlier, like the Bucks were resilient, but a lot of that, the Celtics, man, that's an all-time shoot yourself in the foot basketball game for me. But the Bucks were just resilient, and they took advantage of the small ball of Bobby Portis. I don't know why Bud sat him the whole half the last game. That was weird. That definitely won't happen again. But yeah, man, I think that was more bad Celtics than good Bucks. A lot of that is championship experience, and the Bucks have it. You know what I mean? So we'll see. I picked them in six. Kings picked them in six. Riggs thinks they're going to win these next two. And the Celtics going to go on, so we'll see what happens.
I feel like this, because like he said, because they're going to win it all. Bro, if they beat us, they're not losing another series, bro, because they get to breathe again, you know? Because, like, our defense is the reason why dudes like Grayson Allen, Pat Connaughton are doing nothing. And then after that, they don't have to face, you know what I'm saying? They get to breathe. Giannis can breathe. There's no more wings for them to guard either. Like, if they play Philly, it's Embiid, Tobias, and Harden, whatever he is. And then with the Heat, it's just Jimmy. So I think if they beat us, it's a red carpet to this chip. And then Giannis is in any series left. Like, he already better than Tatum and Jaylen, but there's nobody close to him left, bro. Like, shout out Curry, Luka, but Embiid, like, it's – they're going to win the chip. They beat us, bro. They're going back to back. And I got to have some crazy conversations about number 34, man.
Man, him versus KD is the one I want to hear. I'm just going to say that. I'm not even going to say it. But him versus KD all time, I'm just going to listen. I'm not even going to tap in.
Come on.
I'm just going to listen.
I'll say this about him, though. Because first game, Kings was capping about Giannis playmaking like he was Bron in 09 or something, but his best trade, bro, is he. I ain't know his basketball IQ was that high, bro. Like, two for ones and all that. He know what's going on, so it's crazy,
bro. You're a smart player,
but hey, he got better with it. That's really the thing.
Bro, he's so good, bro.
that legacy talk is funny, man. I remember I was half trolling with the Kawhi Giannis stuff last summer.
that shit might be real now. Yeah. I'm dead ass if they go back to back. That shit might be real for real.
Nah, that'll be guaranteed.
His best skill set, bro, in this series, though, besides him being an amazing player, like he instilled confidence in everybody, bro.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
That whole team got a green light and nobody gets like looked at funny or anything, bro. Like, look what Drew is doing, bro, and nobody hanging their head at him. Like,
nope.
It's crazy, man. I'm so over this series, bro. I thought it'd be a breeze.
I don't know what you was thinking with the breeze talking.
No, not a breeze, but I'm just like, okay, my brain, I'm like, they don't have Chris, so guarding him way easier, which has been easier. And then let Giannis get his 40. But this is something different, though, bro. This is different, man.
Yeah, I think King said he wearing you down.
He definitely does. Also, he make you like overthink too, because it's like he was blowing my Horford off first half. So then we switched it. And then now he can see over Grant, so it's just easy pass. Oh, bro. It's cooked.
Alex, I gotta ask you before you get out of here. Are y'all Grizzlies done? Are y'all doing the unthinkable, man? Tell me right now.
Yeah. I mean, it's just hard for me, bro. Just cause for a lot of the reasons we've already talked about, like just young and inexperienced. Like I said before, I feel like to me personally, the missed opportunity was game one. Like you have to take care, especially of a team that is a veteran team like Golden State, you have to take care of home court. You just have to. And I felt like that game was the prime opportunity to go up because my thing is, well, and if we had Ja too, I mean, you think you probably win that game the last game if Dylan Brooks doesn't have a disaster class. And Ja is the person that's actually, you know, creating those shots. Then you have this game tonight. I feel like we probably would have, I wouldn't say won regardless, but I felt pretty good just because we're at home. You're probably up 3-2. And then my thing is you get a game 7 at home. So it's kind of like, we got to play another. Like, it's going to be hard to see just because, like, I feel like on the road we're going to really have to, like, bring it again. And my thing is, as much as I love Jaren and Bane and everybody, like, I don't know if Jaren's going to be this consistent next game. So, I mean, I would love to see it. But all I know is that this, even if the Warriors get past this series, like y'all were saying, they're in deep trouble. They got to play against a big, like a real big with a good team, like, and a smart team. Like, they go against, like, if they went against the Bucks, I go Bucks easy for real. Like, it wouldn't even be close to me.
And lastly, I got a Kings. Y'all top in on this, bro. What do we think about Dylan Brooks? Because, bro, this is a wild. I got to ask y'all, man, because I'm watching, I'm like, bro, there's no way they're not in the locker room looking at him funny after the game, man. It's not the misses. It's the type of shots he keeps taking. Yeah. So there's no way they're not looking at him crazy in the locker room after. So y'all talk to me about that.
You're a wild boy, man.
Bro, best way to describe him, right? I saw a tweet. I forgot who said it, but it was like, Dylan Brooks thinks Kobe Bryant wore 24 because of him. Like, that's really how he played. He's a terrible offensive player, bro. When he go on fire, though, he's nice, but he's a brick, bro. He can guard whoever, but he's such a brick, bro. What a crazy green light, bro. If he plays in this series, like, I don't – just bench him, bro. You have to bench him.
And I can explain it, too, because obviously I've been a Grizz fan for a while. So I remember when he's here, like, starting out. Part of it is that he got thrusted into a role that really isn't his role, if that makes sense. He's probably better as a six-man rotation guy, but the fact – he went to his first year, he was a rookie on a bad team where we only won like 19, 20 games. Then the second year, you're kind of competing for like playoffs. And then middle of the season, Marc Gasol gets traded, this and that. And he's hurt. So he barely plays that next year or that year. Then the next year is when Ja comes and he's basically thrusted into the starting lineup. And then it's been in the starting lineup ever since. And basically, as a young team, he's kind of been enabled to by Jenkins, which I think part of this is on Jenkins, to just take these type of shots. And my thing is, it's going to be hard to say, hey, Dylan, let's put you in the six-man role here. That's why I feel like a trade is bound to happen, because it's going to be hard to tell a person that's been a starter 3 years, that's averaged like 15, 16 points, and taking these shots to just change their role, especially at 26. It's not like he's like a vet. He's 26 in the prime of his career. So it's kind of like, what we want him to be probably won't happen in Memphis. And that's okay for me, at least, because, you know, you already got Zaire and we got a bunch of draft picks, so I'm not really moved by it. But, like, even tonight, like, he had some decent shots, but even then, it was just ugly. It's crazy. It's crazy. That's all I got to say. It's crazy.
I gotta tell you, as a Laker fan, I would take him on my team. Like, I'd be mad, but the Lakers desperate, bro.
But see, the thing is with that, though, if you get a good coach in there that can actually tell him, like, that's a badass shot, like, you would be okay. But Jenkins does not like that. He only does that with the younger guys. He's not really like that with Brooks. It seems like he doesn't tell – like, Brooks – nobody tells Brooks anything on the team. Because, like you said, I think you said it before on Twitter, the type of shots Brooks would take is, like, shots people would get mad at in a pickup game. Like, bro, yeah. like I would be mad at the shit that he does in a pickup game. So I can only imagine what, like, Ja's thinking, or even a Jaren. Like, I'll go to game four. It was crazy because Jaren, even though he wasn't efficient, he had 21 points. The Warriors could not stop him. There were two back-to-back possessions where Dillon could have thrown the ball an entry post to him or entry post pass to him. He took like a step back three, a sidestep three, and then I think a contested mid-range. It was the crazy. I've never seen a player sell a game as bad as Dillon Brooks did in the final like 3 or 4 minutes. It was the craziest thing I've ever witnessed as a Grizzly fan. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, it's crazy. We had one of the folks come in the Grizzly episode. He said the same thing months back. He said we need to trade Dillon Brooks because he needs to be a six man, and if he's not going to be a six man, we just got.
Are you talking about?
Shout out, I got Shane Asylum.
Oh yeah,
man.
No, that's my dog. That's my dog. No, yeah, that's my dog. Yeah, that's my dog. Yeah.
He said that months ago, and I was like, oh really? I was like, you know, he a big wing. You know, he played defense. I'm just like, yeah, I see why he said it.
My thing is the value is there too. So I know people are going to think like he doesn't have any value, but he is an expiring contract.
He has value. He has value. Defense alone, he has value.
Yeah, exactly. His defense is crazy. So like my thing is he has value. I think there's a few teams. I won't talk about it now, probably until after we off season. But there are a few teams that will. There's a lot of deals possibility because especially as an expiring and the type of skill set of him, he's not just like some player that is just going to be terrible. Like. He has some value, so it won't be that hard to move him as everybody thinks it will, even after that bad game.
So we got THT for y'all, man. I love them young guys, man. Take THT.
I like THT's game, but I don't want THT on $12 million. No.
Man, I would have tried to think about Malik Beasley, but man, we already have too many idiots on our team, bro.
Right. But all right, Alex, appreciate you, bro. As always.
Oh yeah, no problem, bro. Thank you.
Let's stay in the West, man, and talk about this Dallas-Phoenix series. So where are y'all with that series right now? That one, because I thought I was a little nervous because Phoenix started out hella slow, but they turned the Jets on and blew the hell out of Dallas. Do y'all think that series is over? Because I know Dallas role players play way different at home. It's kind of crazy the way they play on the road in that home.
It's going seven, Maples.
Yeah, I picked them after seven.
Okay, because it's kind of crazy. Like, the difference in how they play at home and on the road, it's like two different teams. I know Luka's like, damn.
I'm gonna say this, bro. Mikal Bridges and D'Andre Ayton better dig real deep, bro. Look in the mirror, whatever it takes. The fact that they cried all last – their fans cried about Sarver not paying Ayton and Mikal Bridges not getting respect. First round, Brandon Ingram broke Mikal Bridges' jaw badly. Right? Okay, cool. Ingram was a crazy shot maker. You live with that, right? You beat him, though. Then you let Luka average 40? Like, you're supposed to be Mikal Bridges, bro, the best wing defender in the NBA. Then if you DeAndre Ayton, bro, aside from you letting Giannis average his best series ever on a broken leg, you come back this year, you play dipped, Biombo and JaVale McGee filled in for you and then look different. And the playoffs come, and you give me 13 a game against Dwight Powell and Maxi.
Hey, part of that, you know, some of that's fair, Reek. Part of that is I hate how Phoenix plays offensively sometimes.
That's my next question for you, Coach Maples. What does Monty Williams do?
Hey, you know what? Your tweets in the Raptors about the, you know, the Raising Suns tweet, that's in the Twitter Raptors, by the way.
Bro,
just for
what does he, bro? I'll say this. Oh, my God. It's the playoffs, and the offense is either a tough mini. Like, granted, two tough mid-range shot makers. A tough mid or a corner three, that's not basketball, bro. It's not sustainable at all. If Dallas had another player like who could match Luka on the off ice, this series wouldn't even be – bro, this Suns team is not – I don't know how they won 60 games, bro.
They're a great defensive team. I think they're a great defensive team.
I would think that, but then you turn this series on.
Hey, man, yeah. That spoke to my tweet. I said it's regular season defense and it's playoff defense.
Facts. Yep. Playoff defense. The Bucks right now showing it. Who got that next level you can reach, bro? The Suns just don't. Also, Mikal Bridges though, like he, bro. I never saw a player like him just be such food, bro. Like. A player who's like he has a reputation of a top defender. Nobody cares about that, bro.
You know why it looks good? Because like I said, up and down. You know he's long. He contests. He gets steals. He's good at shooting gaps. He's good at off ball defense. But bro, like you look at the way like Phoenix plays offense, bro. The fact that Aiden doesn't average 20 is just sad, bro. Just sad. And honestly, bro. I'll take Phoenix in seven only because they have more depth than Dallas. But like you said, if Dallas had another guy offensively, bruh, man, it wouldn't even be close.
Let me ask y'all a question. Do y'all think Chris Paul gave too much in that first round and then the first two games in Phoenix in this series? Because he looks cooked, bro.
I think they definitely did not expect Alvarado and Herb to have him fight for his life like he did. He definitely expended a lot more energy than he wanted to when Book was out. So that's definitely – something to that at age 37. You just never know. But, man, he's like you said, they got to dig deep, man, because relying on Book, and Book is a crazy shot maker. So, relying on that over the course of the next couple of series, because whoever you play now is a great defensive team. All the teams left are top five-ish defensive teams. I mean, they're going to make it so relying on tough shots is going to be iffy instead of trying to generate good looks. So, we'll see, also, man.
Them tough shots not gonna fall when they gonna make Book out, because next two rounds he got to defend somebody. Them tough shots not gonna fall when your leg's dead, man.
Yeah, and I respect Book. Book has come a long way defensively. He be sitting mm-hmm. now.
Mm-hmm. We gotta stop the Booker disrespect, man. He's one of those guys, bro. I know it's not pretty, but
I think what it is. I think me and Keith talked about this. I think once a stigma gets attached to a player when he's young. Nobody want to say I was wrong or, he didn't have any help. So they're just going to live and die with it. Like last year, like I respect Chris Paul greatness, but that was probably one of the worst discourses in NBA history last year, bro. But he's averaging 16-7. Y'all saying MVP, bro.
Go ahead.
No, I seen a tweet somebody said because, it was that back and forth between Luka and Book. And somebody said, one, somebody said he was jealous of Luka, and two, somebody said he was closer to CJ McCollum than he is to Luka. Bro.
Yeah, I quoted that tweet, bro. Like,
it's two things. One, I think Luka stands is crazy.
Something
wrong with those people. And two, like you said, bro, like people do not respect Book. It's kind of weird. Like he's a very good player. I think people just need to accept that he's good. I know they don't like his attitude, but you gotta salute the game, bro. I hated James Harden. I hated his play style, but I couldn't hate on him as a player in his standing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to just respect the game, bro.
Also, it's different, bro. Like, he dropped 70, and people were like, well, you know what I mean? Like, he dropped 70.
This is his whole career, bro. Like, they really don't respect him. That shit is crazy.
Bro, they won 64 games. He averaged 26, 6, and 6. They got the one seed. They up 3-2 right now in the second round. And you see tweets like, yeah, you should humble yourself. And you used to be
right?
What are you talking about, man? I'm not humbling nothing, bro. Book had to watch all his peers go on hella playoff runs, and, bro, man, it's crazy, bro. He's still proving himself to be good, bro. It's crazy.
So I gotta ask y'all. So you guys both think there's a game seven coming?
Yeah, it's going seven. Dallas, like you said, at home is, bro. Luka gonna have 40 at halftime. Brunson gonna have 9 threes. Cleveland gonna get 7 blocks.
But that gets scary for me for Phoenix because in the game seven, when a series goes to a game seven, I tend to lean to the team with the best player, mm-hmm. and it's Dallas in this series. So if it goes seven, like I would honestly lean towards picking Dallas, bro. Wow. That seven, everybody sets, everybody's counters matchup. It comes down to who could go get the chicken with the game on the line, and Luka's the best guy in the series at that.
Yeah. The problem is it's not fair to Dallas role players, but the last game they played is if like, oh well, we get to go home, so it's like, I don't mind losing today. We get to go home again. Let's go with seven, bro.
Man, I think that Luka just too young right now in terms of he's the best in the series, but I don't think he's had enough experience yet to understand in a game seven where it's like. He can really just slow the whole game down to a snail's pace, make it possession by possession, I think he's going to try and press too much, probably get tired again, have a bad second half. And Phoenix just has too much depth. I think they'll win game seven in the second half. But I do definitely think this is going to go seven because I think the Mavericks role players are going to dominate game six. But I still think Luka still has to learn how to pace himself in the playoffs. I think that's something he's going to have to learn over time. So I think he'll just gas himself in that game seven. And I think they'll ultimately lose because they just don't have enough depth to compete with Phoenix. But yeah, man, Phoenix is playing with fire. That's what I'm saying.
The basketball fan of me want them to get Gobert so bad, bro.
Yeah, man, that's a good one. No, but somebody else told me another good one. I like them trying to go to Indiana and pitching Brunson for Miles and Brogdon. That would be really good. Yeah,
no more injured players with Luka Doncic, man.
Yeah, exactly.
He needs him on the court, bro.
Then you got to get Rudy at that point, then.
Yeah, no more injured players, bro. The thing is this, bro, when it comes to Dallas, I think Kidd is better than Monty, or at least he does more with less. Luka the best player in the series. But it's just like the Suns role players, bro, when they get in that bag,
man, they're like the tough.
Spurs.
That's the thing, bro.
I saw the Pelicans series, bro. Like Mikal just had 30 out the blue, bro. I'm like,
bro, like what? Yo, but people ignore how that series Pelicans should have won that. If CJ McCollum had some pride, they would have won that series, man. I'm dying on that wheel too.
Don't get me started, bro. B.I.
finally beat. Was a human being. Listen, they wouldn't win that series, bro.
Rick, when I tell you, B.I. finally beat the clutch allegations on you, man. He finally beat the clutch.
No, he didn't just beat them. He picked them up, drove them to the lake. But he dropped, yo. He's
CJ a just, bro.
Look,
CJ,
wait, bro. Let me clear my B.I. hate. The people will say it's about Tatum. No. My B.I. hate is, I know he's this good. So when I look up and he's averaging 19 a game in his last 12, that's my beef with him, bro. I know he's gonna be a 25 a game guy, bro. I know he the best passer in the league at the wing position. Sorry, LeBron. Not named Bron. He the best passer wing. He can score whoever. So when he be having those 16.8 assist games, no, bro, you are really good. You're Brandon Ingram. That's my whole beef with him. Like you,
I respect that. I respect that.
He should be every night one of those guys. That was my biggest issue.
I hear you. Respect. Let's move to the final series we haven't discussed yet. Philly and Miami.
Yeah.
Man, I stayed with Miami in six, but I was shocked at how poorly the Sixers came out in that game five, man. That was nasty.
Yeah. Yeah.
What did you think about it? I know you picked my Philly to get that done. Like what did you see in that game?
You know, I was only able to catch reruns of it, but I mean, Doc Rivers coach team, the Harden juice ran out. You feel me? You know, the Heat find a way to bottle up Maxey. Butler's has been the best player this series, essentially. So, you know, it's everything people said that the Raptors would be is what and you're seeing it, bro. They're gonna win in six. The Heat's, they're a good defensive team. Like I keep saying, offensively, they do not move me at all.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Tyler Harrell, I'm sorry. That's number two option. I keep saying this. That does not move me offensively at all. I know that people talk about they're the best three-point shooting team. There, people are saying the Bucks like to give up threes, for example. The Bucks like to give up threes to certain guys.
Yeah.
Give up. They're not going to give up threes to Tyler Herro. They're going to give up threes to Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo. Like that's the Bucks' defensive scheme, fellas. Like they're not giving up threes to Tyler Herro. So, you know what I mean. So it's like, I would pick the Heat to be competitive against the Bucks. Like the Bucks and Heat, you know, they have this rivalry going on. We already know Bam individually, one on ones, is probably the best defender you can put on Giannis from the metric standpoint. Even in the sweep last year that the Bucks swept, like Giannis had a trash series. If you go and look at the numbers, this series was trash.
They shot the hell out the ball. I mean,
Bucks just shot the hell out the ball from like the others. You know, Bryn Forbes was going crazy, but Giannis himself was trash. Like Bam Adebayo had him bottled up. So that I think, you know, gives the Heat an edge. But the real reason I'm gonna pick the Bucks 2-6 is that, you know, everybody's saying Middleton should be back in the ECF. So I will say if Middleton doesn't come back, that might get dicey.
The one other reason besides the Celtics talk I wanted to have with Reek, I've seen your Jimmy Butler tweets, man.
Hate that guy.
But, bro, he's been a top five player in the league in the playoffs, bro.
Yeah, he has. You know, it's crazy, bro. It's crazy how
crazy.
when they traded for Harden, bro, me and Kings were saying, like, yo, they have no wings depth. Like, they can't guard any wings now. So he got blessed. He played the Hawks, who can't guard me. And then he played Philly. Then they, bro, Philly is daring him to take the floater. You got JJ Redick on the commentating game, like, He's like marveled at how one play Jimmy's jumping on threes, then shooting set threes. Man, that guy's a clown. That guy's a fraud, man. Next round, I promise you, Jimmy Butler will not. Man,
I'm gonna say you look at his playoff numbers. It look like mid '90s Jordan, bro. It's like 29.
He's going crazy.
Like 60. Yes, I'm saying, bro. Like 60% true shooting, bro. Like, he's going crazy right now.
My thing with the Heat, bro. Great team. They got home court over everybody. They gotta find a way to like score without having to run 95 sets, bro. This is the playoff. You're not going to get 95 screens of possession, bro. Those Max Juice, I promise you this. Let's say we lose your series, bro. Those Max Juice threes are not falling in Pfizer Arena, bro. They're not going in. Like, Bam out of bio right now. If he thinks he's struggling with Embiid with one hand and Tobias Harris at the rim, he, like, good luck playing Brook Lopez and Giannis, bro. Like, that Heat shit is. Bro, it's so corny, bro. It's corny because if any of the top players left, Book, Giannis, Curry, Tatum, Luka, whatever, if they replaced Jimmy, they'd be a crazy team. But you know, they got Jimmy, so.
All right, so this one. Go ahead.
I was gonna say this is, you know, I think the Heat were blessed with the one seed, and they should be happy that they fought for that because it gave them the path to the ECF.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I think Spo might have seen that too and was like, yeah, we got to get this.
Yeah, we need that bad. I get paths are easy, but come on, bro. They played Trayton and who had to win two playing games to get there. Then you get the MVP with a broken hand and he broke his face. Come on. Like, you can't even make that up, bro.
Cook Harden.
Bro, not even just Cook Harden.
You think about Harden, I would not have as much disdain for Harden as, you know, my two favorite players in NBA history are Iverson and Kobe. So when I come on a timeline and see a bunch of 19, 20, 23, 25-year-olds trying to tell me he's better than those two guys, that's what I'm like, bruh. I don't understand. Shut up.
when I joined NBA Twitter, Kings, you remember this, bro? I was saying, like, during the bubble, I'm like, yo, Harden is cooked, bro. Like, people watching this, it's like, oh, they won the series. Lou Dort just special. I'm like, okay. Then we came back the next year. I'm like, bro, he can't get by anyone, bro. Like, he can't. Like, something's wrong with him right now. Then you go on to no more midi, and he don't even want to do anything. His best play was post defense. And then you watch him, like, in this series, like, bro, he's so finished, bro. Like, only reason why he's still even, like, mattering is he's crazy skilled and smart, but
yeah,
he can't get by anybody. The step back three, he don't even take it anymore. The floater's cooked. It's crazy, bro. Embiid is a crazy unlucky player, bro. Like,
so I got our last thing before we get out of here. Listen, we may have one more caller.
Oh, I got a body Portis Abby, man. You're gonna kill me.
Sandeep, you still here? Sandeep, yep, what's going on, man?
None much. I had a question about Giannis. I was saying, like, earlier on Twitter, like, I don't think, like, the best player in the world has, like, been this clear since maybe, like, Miami Braun or, like, Cleveland Braun. Mm. And I don't think, like, if you arguing it, like, you just hate the guy. And I had another question. I had, like, something to add on to that. Like, has KD, like, ever been the best player in the league? Or has it just gone from, like, LeBron to Giannis? And then also, is, like, KD the best player, like, in history to never, like, be the best in the world?
That is a good-ass question.
That's a great question.
That's a good-ass question. So let me work. I'll answer something. I'll pass one to my guys. I've actually made that exact tweet like a month ago. Like, it hasn't been as clear since, you know, Brian was in Cleveland, peaking his powers, or in a bubble when he clearly showed he still had the juice, a little bit of juice left. So yeah, I think I agree with that. It's pretty clear. Like Giannis is on something. He's like Kings have said a couple times. We just might be witnessing him in his moment where it's just his league right now. The other question, I think KD has been in the conversation a couple of times. I think what sullied people, not me personally, is free agency is free agency. When he went to the Warriors, for some reason that disqualified him to a lot of people because it was just OD. Like that team was just not fair in retrospect. But that's a great – is he the best player to never be the best player in the league? That is an amazing question. You got to give me some time to just dissect that. You got to throw a tweet out there, man, and let the people respond to that. That's a good-ass question. What do y'all think?
Yeah,
go ahead.
I was going to say somebody actually tweeted. I actually think he had a good chance that last year with the Warriors, but he got hurt. So it ended up, you know, going to Kawhi, you know, because that was the time where Bron missed the playoffs. Because Bron had that run from, like, you know, I like to think even though Kobe won the chips, it started in 09, people say it started in 11. He had that run 11 to 18 where he was like, you know, the best. You knew he was the best.
Way to be diplomatic, Kings. Way to be diplomatic. You know I was going to say.
Yeah, you knew he was coming in every year. You knew he was the best in the world. But for me with KD, like honestly, and you know, and it's funny because he had that topic where it's like, man, I've always been second. But it's like, it's weird because like he kind of has. You know what I mean? He kind of has always just been second. Like even when he went to the Warriors, bro, I always said this, and I've been consistent. Everybody knows this. I always said Curry, to me, was better than KD because he was more impactful to the Warriors than KD. Like, the game plans were always to stop Curry because they knew if you could stop the Curry ball and if you can make KD go one-on-one, you know, and you had, like, able to limit that, you know, you had a chance. You know, the Houston Rockets kind of took a different approach. They kind of baited KD into those little post ISOs that kind of slow the game down. But again, why did they do that? Because it took away from the Curry ball, took away from the free flow offense, it took away from, you know, having to chase guys off ball on screens and all that. And it baited them into playing the ISO game because people wanted the Warriors to play the KD style of play because they felt like, you know, that KD was not as good as Curry in terms of impactful team. But like you said, the Warriors were just OD. Like, they just had too many talented guys. Iguodala, Draymond's prime, Clay before injuries. Like, it was OD. So it's like, even though they won, it's like, you know what I mean? Like, it was expected. It's like, you couldn't argue that KD was probably the best on his team, really.
Right.
Based off that. So that was hard. And then, you know, when he had his chance and he had his moment, it was tough because he got hurt. He was clearly the best player on the Warriors that playoff run. But then he got hurt, and then Kawhi went on an all-time run and won the chip. So it was like, damn. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, Bron went in 2020, and then KD comes back. Everybody kind of just pencils him in as the best because Bron's old. He's run, you know, he's moving away. But then next thing you know, Giannis comes in and exercises all his playoff demons. So it's like, it's just tough, man, because, like, KD just got, you know, people are saying all year KD's the best in the world. He got swept, and then the guy people say he was better than without his second best player is up 3-2, about to close out. So
no Kyrie whatsoever.
Not for the close out, by the way.
KD had zero wins with Kyrie, who people said if they had, they'd be a title team. And Giannis with no Middleton has three. So
most skilled ever, Kyrie, by the way. But
yeah, exactly.
The best player to never be the best player is Jokic, I think, because back-to-back MVPs with those numbers, and he never even been top three for me. So I think that answers the KD.
I got to look historically, man, because, you know, just a few to pop in my mind.
Carmelo.
Malone, Barkley. They forget, like, that early 90s Barkley, bro, he was different.
Well, yeah, but, like, if you look at what Jokic's doing, like, he's That's never cool. been top three ever, and he got two MVPs. It might be like a Nash thing. Like, Jokic's number's crazy. They make the playoffs. He win playoff series. He never been top three.
Is it – I got to ask you. I think maybe Kawhi had a one-year stretch. He could have been top dog. I'm saying that would be – Kawhi qualified. Kawhi wouldn't qualify here then, huh?
I think Kawhi don't count because his regular season wasn't the best.
Yeah, okay.
Playoff run was crazy, but his regular year wasn't. That's why Giannis got it because – he had a crazy year, and they got the chip. And then this year, he carried them along when the whole team missed time, and they about to be the team with a great defense I'm talking like Kings. They might be a team with a great defense.
But I'm slipping.
No, but look, this is the thing with Giannis, though, bro. And all these players like KD. The difference is, bro, like, he just don't stop playing, yep. bro. Like, yep. God damn, bro. Go take a break. But I think KD is the best player in the world. When he joined the Golden State, bro. That's why I think that was so crazy. Because, like, or the year he broke his foot might have been his best. Like, he just unlucky, bro. Like, every year he get to take the title, something. Somebody get hurt, he get hurt. Every single year. Yeah. But I think he's best. Nah, King, you're not doing that. He's best for the Warriors, bro. Not Curry.
No, he was not, bro. He was not.
I know Curry. Shout out Ricky G. I know Curry caught the schemes.
Even the 2017 finals, bro, where he had 37, bro. Brown had 35, 12, and 11, bro. Like, it was almost dead even, bro, in terms of, like, you can argue.
All right, I'm going to tell you why he's the best in the world. He was the best in the world for this reason right here. We all knew if he didn't go over there, wherever he went would have been the favorites, no?
Nah, they just won 73, bro. I don't know. They just won 73, bro.
Been the favorites, they would have been contenders, but it wouldn't be no favorites.
Yeah.
Like, you go to a team that just won 73.
Oh, no. That was definitely bad. Trust me. That was, he's not getting no pass at all for that. But I'm just saying, like, when I watched him, bro, the KD aura and Curry aura weren't the same for me, bro. I always felt like KD was better than Curry.
I don't know.
I think a lot of people said that because he was the ISO score. He was bigger.
Yes. Like, yes.
Look at the impact, bro. Like who?
Yeah, that's true,
bro. Like, it was Curry, bro. People feared Curry more than they did KD. It was crazy. Like they knew Kevin Durant had, like, one on ones and had open, like, drives to the lane, and they said, "Nah, we can't let Curry get the ball."
Let me ask y'all a question. You two, Sandeep, let's say you're the best player in the world, right? And let's say you flame out in the playoffs. Do you drop?
It depends on it. Like, did he play well, or, you know, they, like, KD didn't play well to me.
Steph didn't play well. But I was more looking at, like, because we would say Giannis been the best in the world since his first MVP or second one.
Nah, I think last year he put a title
after game.
I'm not mad at last year. So if KD would have won that series, big what if? But he would have had it.
If he'd have went all the way, and like the thing is, like, it wasn't just that the Bucks won; it was the way they were winning, bro. Like, yeah, he was having crazy. The only games they lost was, like, Drew would throw up a 3-for-18, bro. And, like,
yeah.
Remember how Ayton was the darling of the playoffs, and then Giannis gave him 50.
Yeah, bro, like, yeah.
That's why Sarver said he's not paying, cuz. Sarver saw that series, man. Giannis had one leg and said, "Yeah, I'm not giving you money. There's no chance I'm giving you cash." Nah, but let me ask a question. Do you think we'll ever have a player in the league be the best player who's not at least, like, a B-plus or a B-minus level defender and be the best in the world?
Nah.
For me, it won't be. You got to be a two-way.
Magic was the last one, bro.
And he was getting hella steals.
Right.
That's the KD thing that I think. It's just defensively, he just don't do anything.
Well, I think you could say Luka, bro, but y'all got about Giannis is 25, bro.
Yeah, but that's why when everybody just says Luka,
26. Giannis is 26, bro.
Bro, I love.
Now I'm saying Luka because, like, he could, like, do everything on offense, but, like, the Suns were, like, they were having, like, Jay Crowder, like, drive by him on defense. So I'm saying you kind of have to be, like, a above average defender.
Yeah, for sure.
But that, my thing is, like, Luka, Jokic type players, like, we just, like, the same thing we just saw with KD. Like, we got to see that still. I know Luka played the Clippers and Yoga. They're not getting the same type of, like, anybody but you thing first. I got to see that, bro. Like, I got to see somebody, like, them play one of the – like, what Giannis doing right now is, bro, this defense is historic, bro. And he's getting 35 a game.
I think the Giannis age being still young is where I think a lot of people are trying to lean towards Ant Edwards, too, because you talk about the two-way play. You see how defensively on Ja and the fact that he's very much younger than these guys by a good amount. So I think people see that it's Giannis' era now. I know people were like Luka was the quintessential next best thing, but who knows when Giannis will fall off. And then also, too, this is another wild card. But that, hey, man, Zion is special offensively.
Nah, he's cooked, man. He's cooked. Nah. Look, bro, the only players in this league right now who can pass up Giannis, bro, is Tatum and Luka, bro. That Zion shit is so dead, bro. It's so good.
We'll see you next year, bro.
It's so in the mud. It's in the mud because, bro, Ingram Rock, man, it's so good. It's so dead.
He can't get on the floor, bro, but I saw a kid average 27 on 60%+ with Steven Adams, bro.
Nah, that's a fact, but you know how it's going, bro. Man, it's going to look, bro. Nah, I got to see it, bro. I get it.
He's only played 83 games in 3 years, so I get it, bro. I get it.
It's not crazy. That's 83 games in 3 years, bro.
Bro, I love Zion. I'm still holding out the hope, like, oh, he better drop thing. No, there's no chance he's best in the world status, man. Hell no. He got to pass Trae Young.
I'm just saying he got that type of talent, you know what I mean? And he's on a team that can let him get to that status quickly because those Pelicans is tough, man.
Do y'all think more teams, like, so Kawhi, when Kawhi rose a little bit, teams got horny for 6-7 wings. Luka and them made guys want, you know, the dudes who can score three levels, blah, blah, blah. You think teams going to try to just try to find Giannis's now? Like, fuck it, let's just throw darts?
That's a unicorn, bro.
No, I'm not a unicorn. Yeah, but...
I think, like Kawhi, there's an archetype for Kawhi, okay? 6-7, athletic. We could develop, like, remember, Kawhi got developed a lot. Developed the shot, developed the handle. A lot of what Giannis has,
you can't teach.
Brother, you just can't teach 6'11 moving like that. He doing Euro steps full speed, bro. I did a count. He got from the opposite baseline to the other dotted line of three dribbles, bro. It's like.
I'm not going to tweet this because the fan base is crazy. But if Scotty Barnes was to get, like, one of those people under him to show him the way, Scotty Barnes could be a top. He can. His motor is crazy, bro, with his skill set.
Yeah, I like Scotty Barnes. I like Scotty. I still think it's Kate and Jalen or a level above.
You guys talk about unicorns, man. Everybody gonna be tanking for that.
Victor.
Oh yes, sir. Obviously.
It's a new kid though. He's a 6'10" point guard. Mataz, whatever his name. He's crazy.
It's Vic, bro. It's gonna be Vic. I know that kid is, but Vic is gonna be. It's gonna be so many things doing so many shameless gangs to get to that top four, bro.
He's running off pin downs for threes, Maple.
That's what I'm saying.
Before a dude move like that, bro.
You can call it an SKD, and nobody will get mad at you, bro.
I got a question, but like, so obviously, like, he's not even like 7. I think he's like 7'5" or something. And like, obviously, he could do like everything, you know, like. Shooting threes off like screens and whatnot, but like we seen like guys that tall, like if they have like one ankle injury or like one knee injury, like their career like cooked. Like Greg Oden coming out of Ohio State, like that could have been something special with him, Roy, and then Aldridge eventually. But then you see what happened to him, and then like
Yao Ming.
Like, would you have like say if I think like Kings tweeted this, like if a team said like who is it picking third, we'll give you third. Another first, and then another first. Like, would you trade that?
Hell no.
For Vic, I'll
see. Hell no. I got it. I got to see who else in the draft, too, because a lot of things change. These kids are only 16, 17. Somebody might make a leap. You just never know.
No matter what happens, bro, those two players will never be him, bro.
That's true. That's fair.
My thing with Vic and the injuries is that I'm normally concerned. Like if you ask me, are you concerned about Chet Holmgren and injuries? Yes, I'll say yeah. But with Vic, he moves too fluid, bro. His body, him being that tall does not like negatively affect his body. Like his body is adjusted to the fact that he's that tall.
Like KD.
Yeah, his movements are not hindered at all. So you know what I mean? Like you can still see Chet struggles to like get, you know, to exert like some acceleration and some agile movements. But like with Vic, bro, he has no issues moving at all, bro. So I think
one thing about Chet got crazy help defense instincts, bro. Like
IQ's great. Bro. It's just like I worry about like his actual frame because I don't think his body can hold up. Where I actually think Vic's body can actually hold up.
Right, you sound deep. We appreciate you, bro. That was big. You really lit up 5 minutes. Appreciate
I got like
you,
one more if you got time. I had a question.
We got time for one more. Go ahead, my brother.
Going back to my question, I thought like it would have been Hakeem if like Jordan never like retired, because I don't think Hakeem would have got it in 94 and 95 when he was the best. if Jordan had retired, so it would have been Hakeem with the title. But I think it is KD because, like, most people have him, like, top 13 or something. I think everyone ahead of him has been the best in the world at some point. But my other question was, like, in a hypothetical, like, Warriors and Bucks finals, like, it's such a contrast in styles because, like, obviously Warriors small ball and then Bucks, like, the bigs and everything. Who would be, like, the first to make the adjustment? Would it be, like, Warriors adjusting to Brook because he's, like, they're, like, dominating on the boards? Or would it be, like, the Bucks saying, all right, we got to go to Bobby at the five and or Giannis because they're, like, cooking us with the small ball?
The Bucks would Steve is more of a jester than Bud is just historically. Like, you see how he threw Kaminga in the starting lineup after he barely started off season, like, stuff like that. So I think it'll be Steve to blink first.
That series would be nasty. The Bucks would kill them, bro. They would kill the Warriors. Yo, they put Drew Holiday on Clay, and that series would be over.
Bro. Oh, yeah.
I think it depends on how good Curry is at finishing, because I think, you know, like, Brook is great in the drop in the sense that he's not going to give guys easy looks out the drop when they beat the guy. He's going to come up. He's going to put his hand up. So he's going to dare you to beat him to the rim and finish over him and over the help side. So it's going to be on Curry. Can he get there? Can he finish? I think Jordan Poole will do great. Will do a pretty decent job against it in terms of beating, and he's quick and he's fast. He'll get to the rim. But I don't know. Like, can they finish against the trees? Like, that's really what it'll come down to. But I think also, too, like, Draymond's just not the same. So I think them just getting beat on the board will also wear people's legs out. And, yeah, it'll be interesting. I think there'll be games where the small ball's working and Bud will have to adjust and go to Portis or Giannis at the five. But I think ultimately it'll be Kerr trying to figure out who can, you know, run Brook Lopez off the floor, essentially.
All right.
Got all it. Right. Thanks, guys. Looks.
All good, man. Appreciate you. All right. Make sure you guys follow my guy at Teflon Reek on Twitter. Giving you a forewarning. It is not suitable for work. You know what I'm saying? So my guy, some love. Also follow, always follow his king, bro. Follow myself, JJMills55_MST. Subscribe, rate the pod, leave feedback. That bumps us up in the raids and all that, and the demographics and all that, and the chartable and all that. Make sure you do all that. We appreciate all the love we get in this playoff run. More content coming. We are going to be hosting a watch party. If we have a game 7, we will host a watch party on Playback and have Reek with us in the room for that Playback session. We did just finish up setting up on Playback. That's going to be dope. Yeah, man. Y'all be safe out there. We are out of here. Y'all be smooth.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.